Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Vav, and we are in the Mishnah daf Nun Vav Ben Aleph, towards the top, the Elu Treifas. So we have the two Mishnayos already in this parak, Elu Treifas back at the beginning of the parak, Elu Treifas Bibbehema, and all the list of items that are considered Hutraf, and we have the Misora back on daf Mem Gimel, that there are Shmona Mine Treifos, eight with the abbreviation Dan, Chanak, Nafash, right, Nakuva, Psuka, Natula, all of those. And then we had the Eluk Sheris on yesterday's, 2 days ago's daf, Eluk Sheris Bebehema, that was in Daf Nundala. Now we get into Ophos, Eluk Sheris Beof. As we'll see, there's a parallel between Behemoth and Ophos for many of the Psulim. But as we saw yesterday also, it wasn't a perfect parallel, the Rambam Shita, that there is no Tchul Beof, as we saw. So again, there are some chilukim, but we get into now the Mishnah regarding Ophos. So the Elu Treifas Ophos, and again, we're going to have at the end of today's daf, the Elu Sheris Ophos. Those are the next items. We already had back in the second parak also, if you remember, the chilik and halacha between Ophos and Behemos. Oph only requires simin achas, rov simin echad, right? While Behemos required the rov two simanim. So again, there are many differences between the kashrus and the shchita and the psulim and the trefus of Ophos and Behemos. So ve'elu trefus be'ophos, the following are trefus in the oph. Rashi points out that not all of the ones from the earlier Mishnah are mentioned, because many of them, as we just said, are parallel. The ones that are mentioned here have some type of chiddush related to them, and that's why dafka these are mentioned. That's what Rashi says. Afagab dechal treifas de behema kinegdan ba'of. Even though all the treifas of a behema are parallel and also appear by an oaf, hani itzrich leilamisni. These specific ones have a chiddush, and Rashi goes through each one that the Gemara doesn't mention, but each of them are a chiddush. And Rashi adds, by some of them, the chiddush is that we might have said that an oaf's life is somewhat more delicate than a behema's life, and it's easier to become, I would think, a treifa. And that's why some of these treifas or ksheros, as we'll see, reflects that difference, or it's afal pikein, even if one has that difference. As Rashi says, v'hu itzrich delo teima hol v'chiyusa shalof lo nafish, da'kasha b'simen echad, eima gargeras nami titcha b'mashu. Right? Well, one might say that because the oaf's life is not as chai, so to speak, and not as intense, so then maybe one would say that even Trefa of Gargaris, as we'll see, is Bamashahu. So, and Rashi quotes the other Simanim. We discussed this a little bit, if you remember, at the beginning of the second parak as well, where the Gemara discussed the differences between Behema and Ov and Trefa back on Chav Zion Amid Beis, where the Gemara discussed the Kabbalistic idea, or based on the Psukim in Brachos, that Behemas were created from the Karka and Ophos and Dagim were created from the water, and Ophos have a little bit in the middle, right? Ophos were created from the Rakak, said the Gemara, and that's why there was a little bit of had chiyus, but not as much chiyus. We discussed the Torah Chaim on that amud, that an animal has a lot of life, and that's why it needs two simanim to cut that life. A fish has much less, and that's why just asifason zuhi shchitason, as we saw by fish. While birds are somewhere in the middle. And we discussed recently, I think, in one of the Dafim, the Maharal, in Netzach Yisrael, where he talks about how Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds, because birds have this heavenly aspect to it. The birds could go up to the Shemayim, unlike every other animal. But if birds are on the ground and they have a broken wing, then they're not going to last so long. So again, that's like Am Yisrael. Well, we could be on top of the world and on the bottom of the world as well. Okay, so Ve'elu Treifas Ba'of. Nekuvas Haveshet, a puncture of the esophagus, Upsukas Hagargeres, and a cut of the trachea. And again, Rashi goes through each chiddush. Hikata chulta al rosha, malkam sha'osa acha trefa. If a weasel bit it on the head, on the bird on the head, in a place where it is made a trefa, across from the brain by the brain membrane, as we'll see. Nikev hakurkaban. Kurkaban is where the food is digested, like a stomach type of organ. So if the kurkaban gets a puncture, that also is a trefa. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines get punctured. Nafla la'or v'nechmru b'nei me'eha. If it falls into, the kurkuman is the gizzard. That's the official name of it, where the food is ground up. So nikvu hadakin, nafla la'or v'nechmru b'nei me'eha. If it falls into a fire and its innards are shriveled and are burnt. Right? We have that lashon in Eicha, Me'eicha Marmaru. Right? My innards are overtaken. Im Yerukin Psulin. Im Adumim Ksherim. So if it falls into fire and the innards are shriveled up, so it tends the color. The internal organs turn Yarok. Sometimes that means green, sometimes that means yellow. It, as we'll see in the Gemara, this means it gets discolored. So psulim, v'madumim ksherim, if they're red, so then it is kosher. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to interpret this as, and they're supposed to be red. If they were always red, and they're still red, so then they're going to be kosher. If they change color, that's going to be a problem. Durasa utrafa bekosel, what if it got smashed, trampled, or crushed against the wall? Osheritzatzta behema, another animal crushed it. Umifarcheses, as we had in the previous parak, and there's a chshash of risuk evarim. There's a chshash that there are internal organs that are broken or affected that will make it a trefa. But the animal is mifarcheses. The animal is flailing. Vishasa meis leis, and it stayed alive for 24 hours. Vishachta, and it was shechted ksheira, as long as it had that siman that it stayed alive, so we assume that that is a reflection that it is not a trefa. Good. This middle psul, this middle trefa of nafla la'or v'nechemru b'nei me'echa, this was not mentioned in the earlier sugyas of behema. Does it apply to behema? Is there a nafla la'or and nechemru b'nei me'echa psuls? This is a machlokas rishona. The Rambam and the Rush say that it does not apply to a behema. It does not apply to a behema. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, Vishtei Trefos, Yesh Ba'of, Yoser Ala Behema. Right, yesterday we did Yud Yud. Yud Yud was Elu Ashivim Choli Shosun as a Behema Vesachayim Shem Trefa, and that applied to Of, right, the parallel, except with the exceptions to the rule that only apply to Behema, not to Of. Now the Rama has the opposite. Shtei Trefos, Yesh Ba'of, Yoser Ala Behema, Valbe Sheish La Osun Ha'evarim. Two Trefos in a bird that an animal doesn't have, even though the animal has those same limbs, right? If it's a psul that only a bird has that limb, then obviously nothing to talk about. There's no parallel. But there are two, says the Rambam, that apply even though those limbs exist. The Elohein, Ov Shenishtanu Mare Bnei Me'av Machmas Ha'or. Number one, an Ov whose internal organs look different. Nishtanu Mare because of fire. Number one. And number two, V'ov Hamayim Shenikev Etzem Rosho. As we will see, a marine bird, an Of Hamayim, that has a puncture in the skull. As we'll see, that's a trefa by a bird and not by a behema. But that's the shita of the Rambam, and that is also a dea in the Rush here in Siman Mem Zayin. The Ravid right there says, Ein zeh mechuvar. Sheyesh lomar, no. Just because it's not on the list by behemoths doesn't mean it doesn't apply. Sheyesh lomar, lo manu osa bebehema, mishem delo shchicha. It's not so common. Why? Shekshiyagi hachom lebnei me'echa, lechamem osa, kfar himesam, befnei shechamimusa maruba mishel of. Right? If the animal falls into the fire, one of two things is going to happen. Either the animal has more skin and bones there that it's going to protect from the fire, so it's not going to make it a trefa, or it's just going to, by the time it is affected, it's going to be dead. Right? So either way, it's going to be a problem. And you're not going to be able to shecht it then, if it's going to die from that heat. So, miman afshach, that's why it's not listed, but it doesn't mean it's not a problem. V'yesh miksas raya b'gemara, as the Ravid leaves us to do our homework. And there's a little raya from the Gemara also that applies to behema. It doesn't tell us what it is. But that is the shita of the Rambam and the Rush against the Ravid and the Ran. They argue. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush has a pshara shita from the Itur. Ubala Itur is al-kasav derech pshara. De'of mikiva shenafa la'aretz or livdok. If you know an oaf fell in and possible nichmru meyav, so then you have to do a badika lafisha ainlo ar v'karav yosesh nichmru meyav, because it doesn't have strong skin, and therefore there is a chshash of nichmru meyav in that case, right? Rather, Madani Yadav says klomer she ainlo ar kasha lahagin kemoshi yesh lebehema. It has ar, but not kasha ar v'karav adavish nichmru meyav avo behema in choshesh shinla. So maybe the difference is, you have to do bedika after this happened. Avalam vadai nechmaru, but if it's vadai, it was affected. Gami tritra for bakach. Of course, I agree with the Ravid and the Ran. Of course, it's a psul. The ein elu says the Rosh. The ein elu ela divrei nevius. I don't know where he gets this pshara from, right? Nobody agrees to this shita, right? The Rambam and the other Rishonim each say their own shita. Elavadi Nira says the Rosh to Lo Shayach beBehema. D'im Kain, I agree with the Rambam and the Rosh continues. D'im Kain, Ha'ilo L'Shnoso Itzal Treifus to Behema, because if it applies to Behema, that came first, and that's the Ikar Treifus. The Ofos are just like extra ones, so it should have said it there. Sham Shana Ikar Treifus Ve'Eno Shona Gabe Of Eladvaram Sheish Bohem Tam, as Rashi said as well. So Machlokas Rishonim about this, and if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Nun Beis Zayin, and again this in the days of the Rishonim, all of these cases came up all the time. Nun Beis Zayin says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes: Ein Treifus Shinui Evarim Elu Posel Ela Ba'Of Avol BeBehema Ein Shinui Evarim Elu Posel Afilu Yadana Shalafel Or. Pasul like the Rambam. That's like the Rambam and the Rush, that this is not a psul. Rama, the Yeshofrim, Ostrin, Gamba, Behema, Biyadu, Ashenafel, the Arvid, Ashanameav, the Hachi, Nahug, and that is the Minna, quoting from the other Rishonim, Machlokas, Machaber, and the Rama. Good. And then the Shah quotes the Isser Veheter, Einanu Bekiin, Bibidik, Ashenafel, the Ar, as we've said often, Vitzarachin, Shlokas, Arachronomy, Zev, Ulaihu, Bechal, Nefula. Lamaisa, that is about whether the psul of Nichmeru Meyav applies to Behema. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Vishmuel Velevi, to Amri, Rav Shmuel and Levi all say as follows. Machnus Yada, which is this talking about? This is talking about a case where the Cholda bit its the top of the head, and you're not sure if it went through, you're not sure if it punctured through. So therefore, what do you do? How do you test if the brain membrane was punctured? So machnas yado lefnim ubodek. A person sticks his finger into the mouth of the animal and pushes up. Pushes up. The question is, if blood squirts out, ubodek. Imavatzveitz va'ola treifa v'imlav kshera. Right? If it squirts out, it's a treifa, because you know then the pressure on the palate made the blood come out, and therefore that's a psul v'imlav treifa. Hani chalamanda amar. So the Gemara says this is okay according to the machlokas that we had. A couple of dafim ago, and the minkav kramatata, that if you say that you have to have the puncture for the psul, for the trefa, it has to be punctured through the bottom membrane, so then this is a good test. Because if the blood comes out, so then you know it's a trefa. And if it doesn't come out, then you know it's a kshera. El alamant amr in kavila avagabdon kaptata. But if you say that the animal is a trefa, even if only the upper membrane was punctured, but not the bottom one, so maybe here, with the pressure, it won't come out, but it's still a trefa. Because the top one, it was punctured, it was just protected by the bottom one. Nechash doma ila inkiv tata lo inkiv. Right? So therefore, you should be worried that the pressure is not enough. Even if there's no blood that comes out, maybe it's a trefa. So Gemara says, I isa de inkiv ila. If the top one was punctured, tata agav ruchache mifkapaka. Right? The bottom one by itself is not going to be strong enough against the finger of the person. So if the upper one is punctured, then the bottom one is soft, that it's going to puncture then and go through the top. If it has the upper one also as protection, then it won't. But the puncture, the finger push, is going to be in a proper bedika, even in this case, according to both shitas. So that is Rav Shmuel and Levi say you can do this bedika. Amar Zairi ain bedika l'cholda. No, this bite by a chulda has no bedika. Bebnesha shineha dakos. Because its teeth are very thin. Teeth are very thin, and therefore, even if you would push up against the palate, the blood might not come out. It's very tiny, thin holes. It says the Gemara v'chishina dakos mayhavi. So what? If it's thin holes, the blood will come out from those thin holes. If it's punctured, it's punctured. Doesn't matter how thick or thin the holes are. Yes, there's a difference in how fast and how much of a gush would come out. Right, the larger a kli is, the greater the liquid is. Right, we've mentioned often the two cups on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Right, one of them was for the nisach hamayim, one was for the nisach hayayin. Right, the nisach hayayin was used every single day. The nisach hamayim was only used for a week on Sukkis, and the yayin one was wider. Right, because as the Chazal tell us in Maseches Sukkah, I think that when they wanted to finish the pouring of the wine and the pouring of the water at the same time. So if you do that and you're it's going at the same time, you have to have wine is less viscous than water, and therefore it has to be wider in order to finish at the same time. So the Gemara asks here, if you have tiny little holes, it's still going to come out. So Amar Rav Oshia, Mebnei Sheshina, Dakos, Ve'akumos. Its teeth are thick and curved. So the holes aren't going to be straight out. The blood might get caught. So even if it's a treifa, it might not come out. So it's not a good bedika, says Ze'iri. The bedika is after. The bedika is the treifa. Yeah, if you're pushing out the blood and it's before shechita, the animal's not going to make it through that bedika in order for it to be alive. Then you're going to make it into a treifa. Kisalach l'Naharda. When Ze'iri went up to Naharda, Shalach Lu. He says, I made a mistake. Dvarim shamaytu lefnechem toas ein biyadi. Right, the words that I said were a mistake. Baram kach amru mishpeid Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. I heard and I say in the name of Reish Lakish, both kin l'chulda biyad avalo b'masmer. Bedika works. Ziri first said, no bedika works. Now he says, yeah, bedika works for the chulda, but only with a finger and not with a masmer. That's too sharp. With a masmer, you might make it a puncture, even if it's not a treifa right now. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af masmer. Rabbi Yochanan says he could even use a masmer. Good. One more line, and then there's a lot to talk about. So each one used, a finger, one used a needle. What's that machlokas about? So we'll stop there for a minute, then we'll come back to that. Just 2 points on the line that we just read. Number one, Rabbi Ziri says, when I went up to Naharda'a, kisalik l'Naharda'a. What do you mean go up? Usually that lashon is used to kisalik when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, and kinachas when you go down to Bavel. So why is kisalik l'Naharda'a? Says the Maritz Chayis here, that it appears that Naharda'a was a separate city. Was it a separate country? And from Bavel to Naharda'a, wasn't Naharda'a in Bavel? Right, that's the question. So first the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis says here, V'chal makam halicha mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael kinu b'lashen siluk m'b'nei te Eretz Yisrael gavoha mikol arasos. So now Eretz Yisrael is higher. Elevation. V'hiluchem Eretz Yisrael abavel kinu b'lashen naches. V'shed abavel amuka mikol arasos. Right, so what's going on here? When I went up to Naharda'a, Naharda'a's in Bavel. It's in Bavel. So the Rashash says, Bavel was also a city, not just a country. You have to say there was a place called Bavel besides the country of Bavel. And the Maritz Chayis adds, Denardah ha'isa krova yoser la'eretz Yisrael, v'gavoa mishar medinos, Bavel sha'amuka biyoser, v'zeh emes, says the Maritz Chayis. So whenever somebody goes anywhere in the world up to Eretz Yisrael, so that is labeled as sulik, labeled as going up. And again, does gavoha mean higher elevation? Eretz Yisrael is not the highest elevation in the world, right? There are mountains, there are other areas. So again, many mafarshim explain that it might not be taken literally. There's an Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover writes, I think, in one tshuva, where we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from the Evan HaShasiyah, and everything radiated out from that spot. But the world, the earth is a globe, is a sphere. So it's a circle. So what do you mean? What's the gavoa? So whenever you have a sphere, you have a ball, the point on top is gavoa mikol aratzos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, Eretz Yisrael was on top, center, middle. And then the whole world was radiating out from there, and that's how it's called gavoa mikol aratzos. The Radvaz in a tshuva also discusses this on the Chazal, gavoa mikol aratzos, chelek aleph siman tafresh lamed tes, where the Radvaz discusses, second tafresh, what about says here? Yeah, it's a tough Rishlamet test. Let me just find it. Different marks. Here we go. Mimani. Shalta Mimani. Dimikroi mashma the harabayas by Mikdash Gavoa mi Yerushalayim. Viachayam rinanami. Kalkada shachal lechos biyadosh al aviv. Chagiga. Falalos mi Yerushalayim the harabayas. Aviv chayav laloso. Right? It says in Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is Gavoa. Beis HaMikdash is Gavoa and the rest from Yerushalayim. Remember that Gemara, David HaMelech didn't know where to build the base of Mikdash, and he thought he was going to do it in Ein Etim, which is a little higher, but then he goes down a little bit. Nachisu Purta, we call Hanimash, but the Harabai is Gavoa, we call Yerushalayim. V'yata ani ro'eh, says the Radvaz, shehi Gavoa me Harabayis, Mikol Svivos Habayis, Chutz Mitzad Darom, Asher Shom Emek Yehoshaphat, V'shom Lo HaYabinyin. Doesn't seem to be fit into what we know, right? Says the Radvaz, it seems that other parts of Yerushalayim are higher than Harabayis, and higher than Mikdash. And one might add that there are parts outside of Eretz Yisrael that are higher than Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol Aratzos, and Yerushalayim is Gavoa Mishar Eretz Yisrael? Says the Radvaz, tries to give again, others say that, as we just explained, Gavoa doesn't mean actual latitude and longitude and height. He gives other pshatim. More down to earth. No pun intended. Daki beis dvarim garmuze. Two things cause this that we don't see it as it used to be. Number one, v'hu ki biyoski akum kafshu asabayis kama pa'amim. How many times has there advaz, and he lived 500 years ago, how many times has there been conquerings of different armed attacking armies in other countries that conquered Arabayis? Right? Everybody wants a piece of Arabayis. Right? Rashi quotes that ala Torah. Right? Every melech wants a piece of Arabayis. Might not have anything to do with their country or their religion, but everybody wants a piece of Arabayis in Yerushalayim. Umi sinat tamoto, and from the hatred that they had, and they wanted to destroy any relic and remnant of the Jewish presence, aru aru ad hayesodbo, they destroyed it. And they crushed and they knocked down some of the levels of the earth even. Va'od kidei shelo yigavoh mimakom shelahem, and they don't want it higher than their holy places. Ulafisha makom madron hagshamim hayu shotvin midei shana b'shana es ha'ofer shayeti chowach. They crushed it, and then because a lot of the earth was loose on top, the rains used to wash it away. Umalichan also ashafel karkos harabayis v'gam malchei akim hayu chofrim kidei legalos yisodos habayis livnos aleim chomas habayis. V'chulu, and he continues and quotes other Gemaras. Gam Yerushalayim nechmer v'kama pa'amim. U'mapolas habatim nasa tel. U'burov ha'yamim nechma shamakam ha'u v'nasa karko banol habatim. We know this. Oh, the nations, you know, built houses. V'chen arbi pa'amim v'shanasa gavoa. V'chen timsar ha'yom binyanim tachas habatim. Even today, says Radvaz, you'll go and do archaeology and you'll find houses under the houses. V'afilum yachru ba'omek lo yagia l'karka psula. You'll never get to the end of it. You'll keep going down and you'll see how far it goes down. And that is why the Radva says, there in Tafresh Lamedtes, you know, the reality that we see might not be exactly as is described. One. The other point to mention, Dvarim Shamarti Lufnechem, Toos Hein Biyadi. Right? The element of mistake. Toos Hein Biyadi. Right? The poskim ever get into the admitting that there was something wrong. It was a big controversial discussion a number of decades ago, where Rav Moshe came out with a psak that was against many other Gdoli Ador at the time, and the Chelkas Yaakov, Rabbi Breis, wrote him a tshuva, you have to be chozerbo, you have to be chozerbo. Right, what was the tshuva? It was about artificial insemination from a non-Jew. Right, that was a major discussion. Rav Moshe has a couple of tshuvas about it, but I'll read you the second one, because that has to do with our Gemara. Right, the Evan Ezer Chelek Dalid, Simin Lamed Beis. Oshei, Zrika Zera Nachri Lemea Isha. So he says, what I wrote back in Evan Ezra, Chelek Aleph, Simenayin Aleph, and Chelek Beis, and now it's Chelek Dalad, Kulam Emes Abor Ladina, Lo Shayach Lizcharit Mehem. I'm not being Chozerbo. Again, this is not the mainstream psak that was given by many of the Gdolim, but we're just here just for the not the content, but the mistake element. V'leka shum chshashos bezrikas zera shel nachrim. Aval amaisa lo harisi lasos kein. I think it might be better from a non-Jew, but I didn't say that it's a great idea. Mitam shel inyan ki mitzvos per revu labayla ein zeklum. Because b'manavshach, if it's a non-Jew's zera into a woman, so the husband's not getting the mitzvah per revu, and the woman doesn't have the mitzvah per revu. So what are you gaining? The emotion of the woman, that's the only tzad that would be a toelis, but regarding the mitzvah and the chiyuv, it's not, nothing is being accomplished. And the husband and I just be jealous that he couldn't take part in this. I gave many answers. Shidfis b'sifro v'yotzer v'chulu. Aval vada ein liyais lasos kein mitam shekasafti. V'im echad asa kein havalad kasher af l'kahuna. Right, Ramosha writes in a different tshuva there. In Eved Ezra Chelek Aleph, there's no mamzeris without a maisa bia. It's impossible. Right, even a married woman. There's no mamzeris without a maisa bia. That's Ramosha's yisod. Aval luzrok zera habaluk v'fishto. But if, let's say, and Ramosha reiterates what he wrote earlier, a husband and wife, what's called AIH, artificial insemination of the husband, right, because the doctors say that there's some type of problem, that the woman's not getting pregnant because the maisabia is the issue. So just taking the zera of the husband and putting it into the wife. That's fine, 100%. If there's other reasons for the pregnancy is not happening, and if they could do that remotion, that's fine. But if that's not the reason, and the woman still has this taiva to have a child, that's the discussion where Moshe mentions it. But again, he says, "I am not chozer bo." Again, the Nishmat Avraham and Simon Aleph and Evan Ezer quotes all the poskim and quotes as many say it shouldn't be done from a guy. This read the Eish, the Menchas Yisrael, the Chalas Yaakov, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Shevet Alevi, all forbid artificial insemination from a non-Jew. Rav Neuwirth said that even if in spite of what Rav Shlomo Zalman had written, he did not permit it in practice. A big discussion in the postgame. But again, right, Toz Hebi Yadi, that's what the Chalkas Yaakov wanted Moshe to write, but it did not happen. There's a fascinating question about Toz Hebi Yadi that Chashuk Yechemet has. Classic Chashuk Yechemet case. There was Reuven. Reuven went to the pharmacy because he wasn't feeling well at all. And he had terrible headaches and shaking and tremors. And he goes to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist gives him some medicine. And he says, it's 200 shekel for the medicine. He says, 200 shekel? He says, that's a lot of money for the medicine. So he says, this is not included in the regular, you know, coverage. So, I'm sorry, it's 200 shekel. You know, what you have is serious, so therefore, that's the price. Reuven gets home, he opens up the package, and he starts reading. I guess nobody ever does that, starts reading the instructions on the side of in the medicine, and he realizes that this medicine is for some other much more serious illness than he has, and he calls the pharmacist back and he says to make sure that this is the medicine that he was supposed to take. And Shimon gets back on the phone a minute later and says, "No, I can't believe it. I made such a terrible mistake. You know, decades of years I've been a rokeach musmach umei olam lokarsli takalot gazu. I've never had such a mistake. Please bring it back. I'll give you back the right medicine. I'll give you back the difference of the payment. I apologize a lot." Reuven is very angry. Reuven says, "I am not going back." He hangs up the phone. He says, "I don't need to go back." He just puts the medicine in a cupboard and he goes to a different pharmacy and gets the medicine he's supposed to have and he forgets about it. That's it. So number one, was he supposed to do that? Number one. So maybe the pharmacist should have come to his house, right? It didn't have to be Tareach. But 4 months later, Reuven is reading a newspaper, Poseach is a Iton, and he sees there's a special a blurb there. He says, "Bakasha v'tchina lahasagas trufa." There's someone that has this illness and they can't find the medicine. It's out of stock in all the pharmacists in the country. And punkt, it's this medicine that Reuven has in his drawer. He remembers. He calls up the person. He says, "You know, I have this medicine." He's like, "Wow, amazing." He comes back. He gives it to him. He says, "How much is it?" He's like, "No, just take it. It's fine. I don't need it." He said, No, I want to pay. I want to give you something. You're saving my life. This and v'chulu. And he finally gives him something. Right after he gives him something, there's a knock at the door. Shimon, the pharmacist, comes and says, "Hey, do you have the medicine? You have the medicine. There's something I need." He's like, "I already gave it." He's like, "You gave it?" "Yeah." He says, "He gave me this." He says, "He gave you that money instead? That's my money. Because it wasn't your medicine. It was a mekachtos. So the money, the medicine you should have brought back to me, which you didn't give back to me, but it was really mine." So Reuven says, "What are you talking about?" So that's the issue. That's the question. So Reuven doesn't want to give the money back to the pharmacist. The pharmacist says, "It's my money." Tshuva. So Rav Zilberstein says that Reuven does not have to give back the money. Does not have to give back the money for two reasons. He says, number one, he says, Reuven didn't sell the medicine to this guy who needs it now. He gave it to him. And the guy gave him a gift. He gave it to him for the tircha. For the tircha of calling him and giving it to him. If Reuven had sold it, you could talk maybe about mekartos and the money going back. Number four, Reuven lo kibul as a kesef avur mechiras hatrufa, ela kibul b'tura karas hatov, haynu achole hechle lahanik matana gadola l'isha chesed, shikaras hamodah v'neos l'skasher elov, ulazmino l'vov v'litzlov. Number one. Number two, he says, there's a taina nosefes. Why did he come the past 4 months? Why did he come the past 4 months to get the medicine? Lo shamanu, mea rokech mu'uma. You know what that shows? It must be he had yeish and he gave it up already. It's like, okay, fine. It wasn't important enough for him to go back to get it. He woke up from this long sleep. He kits me shenato ha'aruka. So it must be hechlish lolofanus klala Reuven, and therefore he does not think you have to give it back. And even though the rokeach said originally tos hubiyadi, as our Gemara says, but he does not think that it is a mekatos, that, you know, maybe if he would have come the next day, he would have had to give it back to him, but not in this circumstance. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we have a machlokes amoraim here about whether one could do the finger test, the finger push against the palate to see if the brain membrane is punctured by a case of hikata chulda al rosha, where the weasels bit it. Chuldas must have been also pretty common in those days. Remember the Mishnayos and Psachim that talk about after you check your house, are you choshesh that a chulda was a gorer chametz? Chuldas were pretty common. And the Gemara in Megillah, that chulda was also one of the nevios. Good. So, Manda, where are we up to? Says the Gemara, after we have this machlokas, the Gemara says, maybe this machlokas, Amoraim, is really a machlokas tanon. Again, chad abadak biyada, chad abadak bimachta. So here we go. Manda abadak biyada, the one who says to check with one's finger and not to do the sharper instrument, Amarle, lamanda abadak bimachta, says to the one who is bodek bimachta with the needle, Amaze ata bachalam, Amonasha Yisrael. What are you doing? Using a sharp instrument. Meaning, the one who checks with a finger says, if you use something sharper, you might make it into a treifa, even though it's not a treifa. And therefore, you're being mechale mamon and shal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chasa mamon and shal Yisrael. As we learned earlier, the two different sources in Chazal. Right, the pasuk in by Midyan and the psukim by Bayis HaMenuga. The two different sources in Chazal. So, what are you doing? You can't use a needle. And the one who checks with a needle says to the one who checks with one's finger, unusual lashon. This is not the usual type of lashon of machlokas. This one says to that one, usually just give the reason. Just give the reason. But this is an unusual lashon. But that one says, how long are you going to give nevelus? Meaning checking with a finger is not good enough. Right? It could be a treifa and a finger, it doesn't apply as much pressure, and therefore it's not good enough. And therefore, that is not an appropriate bedika. Nevelos, vashchutehi. What do you mean? How long are you feeding nevelos? It's shechted, right? Your question from before. It was shechted. This is happening after the shechita. Se'ela treifas, right? No. How long are you being machil to Yisrael treifas? Shemenikav krivshal moach. Because if you're not using the sharper instrument, so I think that is not going to be good enough. Right? This machlokes is a balance of can't be too machmir, can't be too mekel. Right? One shita says, you're being too machmir, you're being mechalem on a jesu. The other one says, you're being too mekel. So it always has to be a balance, which we'll talk more about soon. Let's just finish this. Testayim derab Yehudu debadik biyada. So we had a machlokes derab Yehudu derab Nechemya. The Gemara did not label who says what. So the Gemara says, let's try to prove that Rabbi Yehudu is the one that says that you should check with Yad. The Tanya, the Tosefta says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Botkin L'choda B'Yad. There it is. Avalo B'Masmer. You have to use the finger and not the Masmer. Nishbar Ha'etzem. The Brisa just adds, the Tosefta just adds, Nishbar Ha'etzem. If the bone is broken, the bone of the skull bone, Avav Yishalo Nikib Krim Shamoach. Right, even if there was no puncture, it's still going to be a problem by the bird. Testayim, so obviously that proves that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says biyad v'lo b'masmer. Right, he says it beferish. The Gemara says though haguf akasha. One second, amart botkin l'chol debiyad v'lo b'masmer. We say here that the first line of this Tosefta says that you could check the chol debiyad. You could do a bedika with yad, but you could do a bedika alma isle bedikusa. V'hader tani nishbar ha'etzem ava bishlo nikeb krum shamalach. But the next line of the Brisa, of the Tosefta, says that once there's a break in the brain, even though if there's no puncture, Alma les lebitukusa. Right? It sounds like it's automatic. You don't do any checks. Right? Once you know the brain was affected, the membrane was affected, so then there is no check. The Gemara says, Seifa asan la'of shalmayim. The second line is referring to a marine bird. In of shalmayim. Ho'ol ve'ein lo krum. Right? That has very, very thin a membrane, and therefore nishbar ha'etzem, we assume that's already a treifa. Ein lo krum sal gadaydach, ela hol v'kirum arach. It's very soft. It has no protection, and therefore it is a problem, right, when you have nishbar ha'etzem. Period. So again, what we just spoke about, this machlokes, reflects the chumra and the kula, the balance. I've quoted in the past the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, quoted in the Machzarim, brought in the Machzorim of Yom Kippur, right, printed usually right after Tefillah Zakah. Right, there's two pages of Rabbeinu Nisim going in his vidui. And he says there, you know, what any vidui would say, Hashem, we did wrong, and we have to do tshuva, and terrible. But there, the Rabbeinu Nisim quotes, that we say, Hashem, what you said was Aser, I said was Mutter. What you said was Mutter, I said was Aser. And then, as a separate line, Eis Asher Hechmarta, Hekalti. Veis Asher Hekalta, Hechmarti. I wasn't machmir and mekel in the proper places. That's separate from iser v'heter. There are appropriate chumras, there are appropriate kula. That's exactly what our Gemara is talking about here. Each of these shitas, right? Think what's an appropriate chumra, what's an appropriate kula. You're being machmir, but on the bank accounts and the pocketbooks of Klal Yisrael. And the other one says, and you're being mekel on the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. So again, it's a major discussion when and in which circumstance one is mekel, one is machmir. Again, we've had a separate shiur about this in the past, appropriate chumras and kulas, but maybe just to quote two sources that come up. Again, the Archaim HaKadosh in Bechukosai. The Archaim there, if you remember, in the story attached to it, the Archaim gives 42 pshatim on the first pasuk of Parshas Bechukosai. 42 pshatim on Bechukosai, just to open up a chumash and look at 42 pshatim without reading all 42 pshatim is already an amazing, inspirational event. But if you look at number 6 there, so you don't have to read so much into that, into number 6, see, he has a pshat that relates to our sugya about appropriate chumras. An appropriate kulas. The Aruch Chaim there quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, "V'lo am ha'aretz chassid," which usually means in am ha'aretz can't be a chassid because if I don't know the halacha, so then I'm not going to be able to be pious. But says the Aruch Chaim, not only in am ha'aretz can't be a chassid, but in am ha'aretz shouldn't be a chassid. That's his pshat. Meaning, if somebody is not well versed in a certain area, you have to go step by step in Avodas Hashem, right? We can't jump. If I'm having trouble speaking Lashon Hara and I'm having trouble getting to davening on time, I probably shouldn't be waking up Tikkun Chatzos and crying to the Beis HaMikdash there. I have to go step by step. And that's what the Aruch Chaim says. An Am HaAretz shouldn't be a chassid. She'asur la'Am HaAretz lehisnai b'chassidus she'yasa chumras v'gedarim k'minak ha'chassidim. And a person can't just accept whatever behavior they want to accept if it doesn't fit the rest of their religious personality. gives an example, but he says that's in b'chukosai teilechu. If you go in all of my ways, you do what you have to do, then that's mitzvosai tishmoru shmiris mishmeris l'mishmarti. That's a chumrah. That's how he reads the pasuk in number 6. V'lam ha'aretz chassid. He hasn't quoted, but that's what the Bali Musar say about the Gemara in Chulin later on. But Hashem, we'll get to this in a couple of weeks. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Hey. The Gemara Daf Kuf Hey on Aleph, where the Gemara in Kal HaBasar discusses the halacha of waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. And the Gemara says there, how long do you have to wait? To the next Seuda. To the next Seuda. But the halacha comes from a story, right? From Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva says, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. Why? Because my father says, Rebbe says, Mar Ukva, "V'lagabe Abba dilu Abba ki avi achol bisra ha'idna lavi achol gvina l'machar ad hashda." He would wait 24 hours between fleishiks and milchiks. "V'ilu ana b'hasudasu dilu achilna usudas achrita achilna." I just wait till the next suda. And what does that mean? 1 hour, 6 hours, right? All the different shatim. Ask the mafarshim. Mar Ukva, if he thought it was better to wait 24 hours, his father's like wine, that's amazing, so why didn't he wait? What, he wanted the ice cream so badly? He couldn't wait? So this is Mar Ukva, remember the Gemara Ksubis, Mar Ukva jumped into the oven with his wife, because he didn't want the ani to see him giving tzedaka, and he stood on his wife's feet, Mar Ukva! So what do you mean, he wanted it so badly? So answer the Bali Musar explained that, no, the point is Mar Ukva knew that's what it wasn't what he was up to in Avodas Hashem. He knew that waiting 24 hours didn't fit the rest of his religious personality. This is Mar Ukva. But that's what he realized. And therefore, that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. V'lo am ha'aretz chassid, am ha'aretz shouldn't, not just can't, but shouldn't be a chassid. And that's the, in the world of appropriate chumra and appropriate kulas, that is crucial. Right? That's the Chafetz Chaim points that out also in Parshas Lech Lecha, by the war of the four kings and the five kings, when they come back and the king of Sodom offers Avraham all of this stuff. Avram says, I'm not touching your stuff. I'm not taking a shoelace from you. I'm not taking anything from you. Nobody should say that. Ani hasharti ad Avram, the king of stone. But my na'arim that came with me, ana eshkar mamre heim yechu chalkam. They can take whatever they want. Why? The Chavetz Chaim says there. Appropriate chumras for yourself, not on anybody else's toes. Right? They're all different rules and regulations. But again, this machlokas highlights that idea, appropriate chumras and kolas. Okay, we'll see at the end if there's more time, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Anan, Mar Omar, right? Rav Nachman says, Rabbanan, you once said, Mar Omar Shmuel Badik Biyada, Umachshir. You once said Shmuel used to check with his finger and was Machshir in this case. Vunachavrin Amar Rav Badik Biyada, Umachshir. And Rav also, Viatani Levi, but Levi said in a Brisa, Shreifis Shamanu Chachamim Bibahema, Kinegdan Ba'of. As we said, there's a parallel between behemoths and ofos. Yeser alei an of nishbar ha'etzem ava bishlo nikib krum shel moach. That's the case that once there's a shviras ha'etzem in the brain, done. Trefa without doing any check. So how could Rav and Shmuel say it is good while Levi says in the Braisa it's not? Right, we had it right at the beginning of today's Dugdaf, Rav, Shmuel, and Levi. So the Gemara answers, Armalaya, who bo shamayim? That case where you don't check is talking about the marine bird, hol ve'in lo krum, and lo krum zavadadach, and hol ve'krumo rach. Right, it's a soft membrane, and that's why it's easier to become nitrof than others. Okay, a couple of stories. Hahi tarnagolta davi bei Rav Chana. There was a bird, it was a chicken that was by Rav Chana. Shadra lakami de Ramasa, they sent it to Ramasana for a psak. Nishbar ho etzem veloni kev krum shamalach. Right, the skull bone was broken, but there was no puncture. Havei va'achshir, and yet he still kashered it. So kashered it. Armalei v'atani levi treifish manachab b'kibehema connect them of yeser alein of shnisra esav abishal nikiv krum shel moach. Isn't that a treifa? So how could you machshir it? Armalei hasam of shel mayim. What was Levi talking about? Only the marine bird. Hol vein lo krum in lo krum salkadaydach ela ema hol v'krumo rach. Fine. Rav Shizvi badak b'shimsha. Rav Shizvi used to check in the sun. What he used to do, he used to peel off the skin and hold it to the sun to see if he could see through it. Right, and that's why he was able to check if the puncture went through. Right, we had this bedikas also earlier in the first parak about checking the knife. Badik b'shimsha, Rav Yemer badik b'maya in water, Rav Acha bar Yaakov badik b'gila d'chitza. He used to check on with a piece of chita, chita, a sharp piece. Amar Rav Shizvi, hani avzi didon ka'ov shamayim damyin. Okay, these types of geese that we have are like ov shamayim, same halachas that you have to be worried about treifa even more than other animals. Good. Nafla la'or. So what happens, getting back to the case where a bird fell into the or, and we had the machlokas we showed him earlier, does that apply to behema? So the Mishnah said, green, yarok, treifa, red, kshera. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Yehoshua. Shir yirukasan kashir nukuvasan. How much has to discolor? So the shir of its discoloration is the same as the shir of its nekev, right? Of its puncture. Manukuvasan b'mashu af yirukasan b'mashu. Even if only a little bit of the b'nei me'ayim discolored, so that is enough to be a treifa. Boy, minei Rav Yosef, b'rei Rav Yeshua ben Levi, mi Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So the son of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, yes, Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Horika kaved keneged b'nei me'ayim mahu. If the kaved next to the b'nei me'ayim was, would change colors. Horika. So amalei treifa. So it is a treifa if the kaved gets discolored. Says the Rav Lo Yehei El Nitzla. But what do you mean? If part of the kaved was missing, it's kosher. So now part of it is discolored. Well, that's worse. What it's being there is worse than not being there at all. So Amar Rava, Kivan Shehorika Kavid Kneged Bnei Me'ayim. Since it's discolored next to where the innards are, Biyadu Ashenafla La'or V'Nechru Bnei Me'ayim V'Torafa. You're right. Per se, this is not a problem. And if it's missing, it doesn't reflect that the Bnei Me'ayim are affected. But if it's discolored, that means it's an extension from the Bnei Me'ayim that themselves are Nechru Bnei Me'ayim, and it is a treifa. The Rambam also discusses this in Zion Chaf Aleph, where the Rambam talks about also the Bnei Me'ayim here. And the Rambam says, let me just find it, Zion Chaf Aleph, Kol Ov Shenimseis HaKavid Shalo Kemare Bnei Me'av, O Shenishtanu Shar Bnei Me'av V'amdu B'Shinu Yinachar Shalika Marisa, V'yadu HaShenofa La'or, V'nechru Bnei Me'av V'treifa, V'lo Od, Ela b'nei me'ayim shel of shelo nimsim em shinui. I'm sorry, we're going to get to that in a minute. But the Rambam's chiddush is that the kaved has that discoloration, but it doesn't dafka say keneged b'nei me'ayim. It doesn't dafka say that. And the Ravid is upset about that, and the Ravas tries to defend the Rambam. Right, that is the Zion Chaf Aleph in the Rambam. Baiter, Reb Shua ben Levi. A lot of great stories in Shas about Reb Yeshua ben Levi. These are some halachic shilos. Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Havile Haita Nagolas Shadre Lekame de Rebbe Lazar, Hakapar Berebi. He sent it for a psak. Armale, Yerokanave, V'Akshara. It's Yarok. so it's kosher. What does that money mean? Vananta Yerokim Sulin. We learned in our Mishnah that if it's Yargas Pasul, only Adumim are kosher. Lo Amr Yerukim Sulin Ela Bekurkaban Ubalev Ubakaved. No, when the Mishnah says Yerukim are Pasul, that's by the Kurkaban, the gizzard, the heart, and the liver. Why? Because those are normally red. So if those get discolored to Yarok, those are, that reflects Trefa. Meaning the Yesod in our Mishnah is not about green versus red. It's about regular, natural color versus discoloration. When it says green is treif, it's because it's supposed to be red. When it says red is kosher, it's because they were always red. Tani nami hachi, ve'elu b'nei me'ayin amru. What b'nei me'ayin are we talking about? That this rule applies to the Mishnah, b'kur kaban b'lev u'b'kaved, as we just said. Good. Revis abay Yosef avaleahu tarnagolta. Another story. Interesting that all of these major rabbanim were not comfortable posseling themselves. Right? Maybe it's because, right, Ein Adam Roe Nige Atzmo, as the Mishnah says in Negoim, and the principle is expanded. You never want to possel for yourself in certain cases, especially in a case where you have a vested interest, right? Whether it's food, whether it's Taras HaMishpacha, whatever it is, it's always good if somebody doesn't feel they can be objective enough to censor somebody else. That's a mussar that we learn from all of these stories. So if Yisrael Yosef sent the Tarnagol to Shadu the Kamadir B'Yavo. Barmale, Adumin Ave Vitarfa, it's red, so it's treif. V'anana Tanan Adumin Ksheirin, what do you mean? The Mishnah says red is good. Barmale, Adumin Shehoriku V'yurukin Shehedimu Treifa. As we just explained, a discoloration is a treifa. Lo Amar Adumin Ksheirin El Belev U'Bekurkavan U'Bekave. Red is okay by those items that are always red. Amar Shul Barchi Amar of Mani Adumin Shehoriku. What happens if it turned green, or it turned a different color than red. Vishalkan, then you cooked it. V'chazru v'edimu. Ksheirin, that is kosher. My taimak, kutra, ayil bahu. The discoloration only came from the smoke. But once you cooked it and the smoke left, so it went back to its natural state, and therefore it's kosher. So cooking can help you. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, just the opposite. Afanan omar, adumim shelo uiku. Vishalkan v'oriku treifa. If it's red, that's still red. But then you cooked it and it turned green. That shows it's a treifa. My taima igloi bahasayu. Now its embarrassment is revealed. That means you see it's treif. So Amar Ravashi hilkach lo lechalinish shel bishlacher. Ravashi says, okay. So you see that cooking helps you out to find out exactly what's going on. So you should always cook it. Whenever you have this type of case of an oaf that was nichmaru meyav and you're not sure exactly whether it's treif or not, you should always cook it. That's what Ravashi says, and the Gemara says, no, not a good idea. Vilohi. No, because it can't only help you, it could also hurt you. Achzuke reyasa lo mechazkinan. Right? We don't want to extend the reyasa. Right now, you look at it. It's not a problem. We don't try to look for more. It's a possible that it's a problem, but it's probably not a problem. And therefore, achzuke reyasa lo mechazkinan. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch ends up, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Beis. Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Beis, Sif Gimel. Quote, Imlo Nishtanu Evaram Elu, Vi'ira, Sheshalkan, Benishtanu, Shreifa, Kiva Shanafa La'or. But it's Vi'ira, Sheshalkan, right? You happened to cook it. Could be that many times you're not going to cook it. Says the Shach, Mikal Makom, Mutilach, Len Sluyim, Velo Chayshinanim Hayashokan, Shema Hayumishtanim. You don't have to, right? We pass like the Maskana of the Gemara here. You let it roast it. Right, you don't have to cook it. And the Isavadr says, Afilu no deshinafullah ori sorak lishalkinu, ulay yushtanu. Dachzuki isur lo machaskinan. Right? Even if you know it went into this, because the Mishnah says you have to do one check, you have to do more. Right, we have this concept in many areas of Halacha about efshar levarer. If you get more, let's say there's a svek sveka. Right? Svek sveka b'mako, efshar levarer b'makom svek sveka. It's a big sugi in the achronim. You're svek sveka lo hakel. You have to check more and more, like how much do you have to check? So here is an example where Ravashi says maybe it's a good idea, but the Gemara ends up saying, and we paskin, achzuki reyasa lo mechaskinan, one doesn't have to be choshesh for anything more than a basic shash. Again, it comes up in other areas, but not for now. Drasha trofa bakos, the last line of the Mishnah, if a bird is smashed against the wall or trampled on, trefa. Amr lozer ben atikadis bishumer blazer ber b'yanai, achazu v'achazu tzricha b'dika. Right? Even if you don't see anything in this type of case, even if the animal, you know, fluttered and walked 24 hours, you have to check. Maybe there's other type of trefa of its internal organs, as Rashi says. Mishnah, v'elam k'sheres b'of, the following are kosher b'of. Nikva hagargeres. right? If the gargaris, if the esophagus has a nekev in it, right? We had before psukas hagargaris. That is the psul. That is a trefa. But nikvar gargaris is not. Oshanistika, or it got a little cut. Hiksa chulda al roshav malkam she'ein oso, it's a trefa. If the weasel bit it, but not in the place where it's going to become a trefa, not on, by the brain. Nikev hazefek, if the crop, the zefek leads into the kurkabun. So if the zefek got has a puncture, Rebbe Amar Filonita. Rebbe says even if it was removed, the Ranier says if it's totally removed, so that's a problem because then the food is not going to make it to the kurkabun where it's supposed to be ground up and digested. So have to have a little bit left, a little bit enough to act as the ma'avar from the top of the bird into the kurkabun. Yatsu b'nei me'eh v'lo nikvu, if the intestines were taken out, but there was no hole, there's no puncture, nishtabru gapeh, nishbru ragleh, if its wings or its legs were broken, nimritu knafeh, or its feathers were plucked. Rabbi Yehuda omer im nitla hanotza psula, notza are the smaller feathers close to the skin of the animal, if those are removed, it's like gluda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, like Luda we had in the last Mishnah, a skinned animal, and that could be a treifa. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbi Sima, Rabbi Tzalek Shal Kol Aber Shana Belu. They went to be Ma'aber Shana, Ibra Shana in Lud. The Shavtu Ba'ono, and they took a break in Ono. V'horah B'Tarpachas K'Rebi B'Zefek. And they gave a psak about the Tarpachas. Remember that was the uterus, the three words that mean uterus, right? They gave a psak like Rebi by Zefek. So what does that mean? Rebbe was makel by Zefek in the Mishnah, right? Even if it was nital, it's mutter. So the question the Gemara asks is, what does this line mean? Were there two psakim or one psak here? Ivai lehu, horu b'tarpachas le'isura, k'rebi b'zefek le'hatera. Do you put a comma? They said, tarpachas is usur, and they pass in like, Rebbe by Zefek, and that's mutter? Two psakim? Oh, Dilma, it's one line. Horu b'tarpachas le'hatera, k'rebi b'zefek. They paskin mutter by tarpachas, like Rebbe says mutter by zefek. Aval k'rebi b'zefek lo sfir lehu. But it's not that they paskin mutter by zefek like Rebbe, so we're not sure exactly what it was. Teku, we're not sure about that halacha. Amar Rabbi Vitim Rav Shimon Levi, gago shel zefek nido keveshet. We mentioned that the zefek is allowed to have a nekev in it. That is not a problem. But the veshet is not allowed to have a nekev in it. But the veshet goes into the zefek. So what's the cutoff point? The top of it, nekev, is a trefa. The bottom of it is not a trefa. So the gag, the area that connects, we treat that like the veshet, and therefore a nekev there would be a problem. Heicha, where is that? Amar Abibi Barabaya, Kol Shenimtach Imo. If you pull it and it tapers with it, so included like the veshet, and therefore nekev would be a problem. Yatsu b'nei me'ehel, just finish up. If the innards and the intestines came out, that is not a problem, as long as it was not Nakuv, Amr Shabar of Yitzchak, Lo Shano Elish Lo Hipech Bahen. That's only if they weren't inverted. If they weren't inverted, so then it's still kosher. Aval Hipech Bahen Shreifa. But if the Umahapech, right, Rashi says, Sheikh Nisan Latocho, Hipech El Yono Latachtiso, right, you put it upside down. O Agula Zu Lamala, Mikamosha Haisa, Sheikh Zu Lamala Zu Lamata, then it's a Shreifa. Dechsiv, back to the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Hu Asacha Vayachonanecha. Hashem made you and put you in your proper place. So it's Adam and animals. Right? If they're out of spot, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything in a perfect exact spot. Exactly where the heart is and where the lungs are. Everything is right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his infinite wisdom. Tanya Hayir Meir Omer, Hu Asacha Vayichon Anecha, Karacha Dekula Ba. Right, it's like it has everything in it. Right, like a city that has everything in it. Am Yisrael, Mimenu Kohanov, Mimenu Neviyav, Mimenu Sarav, its princes, Mimenu Malachav, its kings. Shneamar, Mimenu Pina, Mimenu Yated Vagomer. We'll start with that about its kings. You know, only specific kings. Right, not everybody can be the king. Right, one of the animamans, that David HaMelech and his family. That's the only ones. Kohanim as well. But that is. And what does Sarav mean? Separate from Malachim. That's Sarim of Torah, right? The three crowns that Mishnah Pirkei Avos talks about. Maybe we'll start with this tomorrow as we continue here in Elu Treifas. Okay, we'll stop.